32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Well, we've been building up two comrades here on the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast, and one exciting event is expected in 2017. And it's a great pleasure now to welcome Jakub Rymer on to the podcast. He does run for the KPMG Running Club, who are, of course, supported by 32GI. Jakub, thanks very much for joining us for today. And 2017, comrades, it's on the horizon. You ready? You excited?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. We are all very excited and ready, I think, for the race. The build-up was long, 6 months, a long time to train. So I think we're ready. It's just to get to the Durban in one piece now for the last week.
Now, you've run up and down in under 7 hours, but you want to try and get, I believe, below 6:20, which would be a phenomenal run. How's the form? Are you feeling like that is a possibility?
Yeah, I think it's the best form that I've been in is this year. I've done good quality, I've done good miles, and I'm feeling more confident in the previous years, but I think this is the year that I can actually give it a shot.
Now, for the average runner out there, they've got programs. Of course, there's programs on the Comrades Marathon website. Lindsay Perry heavily involved with those, but there are lots of coaches out there. But personally, talk us through some of the mileage you've done in your bigger weeks and what your program's been like.
Well, actually, I'm also with Lindsay. The big weeks is like 3 weeks build up. The highest was like 190Ks, three of them, and then you're going down to a recovery week, and then you build up three again. But I never got over 190. Some of the athletes doing 220, 230. But I think the consistency is to build up in your high weeks, and then and rest when you have to rest. That is the most important part, I think.
For you, from a nutritional point of view, are there any tips you have? Are there any sort of special tricks that you use?
I don't think it's special tricks. I try to eat clean all my life, and then I'm using 32GI, and I like to take protein around about halfway the recover mix, and then I take some solids like a potato or banana here and there on the route, but just small bits.
Jakub, of course, there's plenty of internationals that come out year in, year out to do something like the Comrades Marathon, but 32GI is in a lot of regions overseas. If people were listening to this and they were thinking, you know, what is it about Comrades Marathon? Are these South Africans crazy? But just to tell them, what makes that race so special?
I think the history of Comrades is what's make it special, where it comes from. Haven't been run over when it was the war, but the whole camaraderie between the runners. I mean, it started off with like 43 runners in the beginning, and we kept on 20,000 people that has to conquer the mountains of KwaZulu-Natal. And each and every person, you know, they all there for one reason. There's no other beliefs that day. You're there for one reason, and to help each other and to enjoy the day together and to enjoy and put back what you've trained for, and then just love the sport that we are doing. Like, you know, from all over the world, the people is coming to run this race, and that's what's make it South Africans coming together with Australians and Americans, and so that's make it very special.
I'm chatting to Raymond Pilati now from the KPMG Running Club. Raymond, you've been with the club since this year. It's your first year, having moved over from Nedbank. How are you finding things? We've known KPMG have come into running over the last couple of years and really done so much for athletes. Have you been enjoying being part of their program?
Yes, sir. I'm very, very, very enjoying myself to be here, and I'm so happy to be with KPMG. And then KPMG is changing lives, you know. I find myself very comfortable with the club, and then I'm still looking forward to stay with the club for many more years to come.
Now, Raymond, you've run 10 Comrades. You failed to finish your 11th. That was in 2016. That's a phenomenal achievement. You have a best time of 6.09. Can you go better?
Yes, I'm very confident that, okay, I will still win a Comrade before I turn 40. You know, I'm going to win a Comrade, and then I'm sure that, okay, I can still go under 6 hours. And that will be this year.
So, a gold medal. I mean, we saw a phenomenally fast time from David Khedebe last year to break the down run record. You know, do you think the winner this year could be around 5:30? And what do you think is going to be required to get a gold medal?
For the gold medal, you know, from my point of view, this year, okay, we will have a very fast time. Even if we can't go under 5:18, but okay, the winner will go any time from 5:25 to between 5:25 and 5:30. That will be the winning time at that. I can tell now.
And for the rest of the field, do you think it's going to be fast? I mean, a gold medal is going to be tough. A sub-6 this year is not going to be good enough, or even a sub, what, 6:45? 5:45?
For the gold medalist. Yeah, well, it will depend, you know, on the it will depend on the, what can I say, but it will depend on the day. You know, the weather at the same time. You know, you remember on the 2015, we had a very disaster comrade. It was hot. So let's hope this year the weather will be on our side. And then if it's on our side, and then, okay, for everyone to run top 10, and then he must expect anything under 5:45. So if you go over 5:45, I don't think you will have a gold medal this year.
Now, John Hamlet's camp, obviously Gifkelele winning 2 years ago, the last up run, David then winning. You know, they've sort of upped the game, but with that, everyone else has. Do you find that things in the last 2 years have become very competitive?
It will be very competitive, because if you're speaking John Hamlet, you're speaking a man who produced a lot of gold medal in Comrades history, you know. So he's the man that, okay, you must always think about when you're going to Comrade. So his team, I know where they are now. They're doing very fantastic, and they are ready for this race. But, okay, well, we've got the KPMG at the same time. KPMG, well, is changing lives. You know, we do KPMG lifestyle. So there will be a very competition. There will be a very big competition this year.
Raymond, tell me now, why Comrades? Why is Comrades the race for you? I mean, we know it's a special race, but for you personally?
For me personally, you know, okay, Comrade is something sort of adventurous, you know, and I'm an adventure myself. So I decided to run Comrade just because, you know, when I look at it while I was young, and then I check, these people, they're running like 90 kilometers. Come on. How possible the human being can do that? But I am the human being at the same time. Why can't just go there and then I give it a try, see if I can do it, since I'm an adventurer. And then I decided to wait for the right time, and then I started my first Comrade at 2006, and then it was up run. I ran 7 hours and 4 minutes as a first timer. And then it's then I got with Comrade.
Now, finally, talk me through your nutrition. Do you have any, do you stick to a regimented program? Are there things that maybe just suit you that don't suit other people? Tell us about your nutrition in and around the race.
When we come into nutrition, and then we talking about a 32GI. With a 32GI, and that is my nutrition that I'm following, and, I find it very, very, very good, and then it's helping me a lot. You know, that is, I'm following up with the 32GI.
Raymond, you said you'd win before you're 40, so we'll hold you to that. And all the best for this year's edition going sub-6, but we look forward to seeing you, as promised, win Comrades one day.
I will win. That I'm confident with it. I'm not going to quit Comrades until I win. And before I turn 40, since I'm 35 this year, I'll win a Comrade. And not only one title, I'll have 2 titles. I need to win the up run and the down run. That is my thing inside me. I can tell you that now.
Well, race week has arrived, the 2017 Comrades Marathon. It really is an international event. It's a world event, as big as it is in South Africa. And if you are running it, from myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and everyone at 32GI, have a fantastic run. And we'll catch up again with you next week on the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.